warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. So we made it. It's hump day. It is hump day, y'all. And today is November 9th. That means yesterday was November 8th, and it was the elections. Now, maybe I just, you know, I was a little bit too high last night. But I could have sworn they said that Donald Trump is our president. I mean, let's be honest. Remember, I, for one, was not a fan of either party, really. But I really did encourage people to go out and vote. But, like, was I really high or am I right? Like, was Donald Trump elected last night? Because this is kind of scary. This is, hold on, I gotta take a drink. I'm drinking a sherry tonight. I gotta take a bong rip because it's legal out here in LA. We're gonna talk about that. Now let me just process. Donald Trump is our fucking president. He's not my president. I'm just gonna say that right now. He is not my fucking president. But, like, and hello to everybody who's joining on Periscope right now. But, like, this motherfucker is not the president. But you know what? I don't really want to get into the debates. And I really just don't want to get into the politics because it is, after all, Sapphire's Airplay. I'm all about the safe sex. So let's just put it in the mindset of this. Donald Trump is our president. And what does that say for a person, oh, who's a female, who's black? Basically, a female person of color, part of the LGBT community. Basically, we're fucked. And people who like to fuck, we are also fucked. And I'll tell you why. And this is why we need to talk about some STDs tonight. So if you guys didn't really follow through with the election, which is just like still a stunner, Donald Trump is Republican. The Republicans have the Senate. They basically have all the control. And now we have Donald Trump as our president, as the minion. Now, what does that say for people who like to fuck? How about this? When you make a mistake in sex, aka you get pregnant, and there's no Planned Parenthood because of Donald Trump, we're fucked. So, congratulations, America. We did so well. We have done so well. So well, we have taken civil rights forward into the future, but we really didn't because you have now taken that from us 50, 60 years down the drain, and hell, about 400 years for certain people in the United States. But like I said, it's all about sex tonight, safe sex. And it is crazy to me. So now, as I'm reporting on the All Out show, sometimes the STD rates have just tremendously grown. They just reported this week New York is like the staple of STDs, chlamydia, everyone, and gonorrhea. What the fuck? What happened to us wearing condoms? Like, I get it. I understand people. Condoms are not the sexiest thing in the world. And I understand it's such a big fucking chore to slip a condom on every now and again. But this is ridiculous. STDs are at its highest ever been. Millennials, people who are, you know, barely, you know, who are under the age of 30. Millennials, we are at risk. To add more irresponsibility to the list, we are fucking up. okay? We are fucking up. And I have to say, as a Californian and a person who works in the adult industry for radio, of course, and who is an advocate for the people in the adult industry, I am so thankful that y'all finally got it right, California, and you said no to 60. So congratulations on that. But seriously, it scares the living shit out of me that no one understands the importance of safe sex anymore. Like, when did it become cool again? You know, like, oh, I got a little pus coming out of my dick, or, oh, I have a little suspected herpes bump. Oh, fuck it. It's just a hair bump, you know. No. Like, when did we become so fucking irresponsible? When did we become so fucking irresponsible in the bedroom? Like, I understand people. We get caught up in the moment. I've gotten caught up in the moment several times. I'll tell you, like, the last probably 2-3 times I've had sex, and I've been having amazing fucking sex, but the last time I've been, like, the last few times that I've been having sex, I've been fucking up. I have been going raw with this guy. Now, this guy is really special to me, and it's, you know, it's awesome, but at the same time, how am I supposed to be the person that's all about safe sex, and she's over here just exposing the cookie? Now, I did do a poll 2 days ago, and I asked everyone, how often do you guys get tested? And I was really, really having faith in y'all that you did not choose the options of never, or you can't remember, or the fact that you get tested every year. Hell, if you're only getting tested once a year, please stop that shit now, especially right now. And if you're just joining Sapphire's Earplay on Periscope, we are talking about safe sex. And right now, and what it's crazy. Y'all must really like catching STDs. And someone just asked, depends upon how active you are, right? No, not necessarily. I'm gonna tell you why. The one thing that people don't understand about STDs and STIs, first of all, some people are like, what's the difference between an STI and an STD? I'm gonna tell you. STD is a sexually transmitted disease. Now, STI is a sexually transmitted infection. Now, the difference, there are some STIs that can be cured. STDs, for the most part, hold on, I will get into what about the prevention, don't worry. An STI, like I said, can become an STD. Now, the difference again is the fact that an STD, most of the time, it is not curable, most of the time, or you will have frequent outbreaks. Like, everyone has herpes, regardless if you've never had a herpes outbreak, everyone has the herpes virus in them. And you have to be careful. There's HPV, which is the human papillomavirus virus, and women have it, and men have it now. Men, you guys can get yeast infections just as women can. There's venereal warts. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. And the prevention doesn't just stop at condoms. I wish people would become more educated in the fact that not just you, the fact that the pullout method is even, like, considered prevention should be erased from everybody's vocabulary. The pullout method does not protect you from HPV. It does not protect you from genital herpes. It does not protect you from gonorrhea. It does not prevent you from having any bodily fluids entering your body that could harm you. Okay? And here's another thing. There are too many people who are still going around to this day who are going around uneducated about HIV and AIDS. Okay? HIV and AIDS. HIV can turn into AIDS. Yes, Magic Johnson had AIDS. And yes, there have been cocktails. There's not one specific drug right now that can eliminate. And if it is available, it is way too unaffordable for the average Joe Schmo. So when you transfer, not saliva per se, okay, in certain STDs and STIs, but when you are exchanging blood, semen, vaginal juices. You can create things. And I, trust me, I'm with everyone. I wish there was a cure for AIDS, but right now it starts with the fact that we need to talk about it. People need to stop saying like, oh, I'm safe, and they've never been to a doctor, okay? Semen is cum from a male, okay? Just because a guy says I'm shooting blanks, how the fuck does he know? Does he go into his nutsack and know that he shoots blanks? Do you guys know that even just the purest mix of some cum can get somebody pregnant? And yes, people, there have been cases where people have gotten pregnant from anal sex, and I'll tell you why, okay? When people are busting loads into vaginas and to assholes, sometimes we don't do proper cleanup. Now, all it takes is just a little bit of mixture of her fluid and your fluid in the crevice, and that's it. Even though sperm, the eggs, cannot live outside of the body very long, the fact of the matter is, all it takes is one egg and one little swimmer, and that's all it takes. I'm serious. That's all it takes. And then, you know, for the people that are like, okay, is cum per se healthy? It's healthy depending upon what you're putting into your body. And if you have a yeast infection, do you really want to swallow someone's load? Do you really want to taste someone's squirt that has a yeast infection? Because now you are risking the chances of other things. And, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, you guys, don't brush your teeth right before you're having oral sex. When you are brushing your teeth, you are opening up your mouth to cuts, because naturally we bleed. So when you're, if you have, you know, open sores in your mouth, and then you're sucking some dick raw, or you're eating pussy raw, what do you think you're doing? You're putting your body at risk. Now say like your partner shaves down there. We get nips and cuts all the time. So the blood, mixing it with the blood, you're putting yourself at a high risk play. That's why when people ask me on the side, is blood play something, you know, sexual that I can get into? I say, if you're gonna get into blood play, which is, like I said, mixing in bodily fluids, people like to open each other's cuts, you know, will cut themselves open and kind of like fuck each other in the mixture of their own blood. Yes, I know that's kind of disgusting, but people do that. But if you're going to have any sexual play with any partners, I don't care if it's your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fucking one night stand, if you're gonna have any transfer of bodily fluids, just know where the fuck your partner has been. Seriously, I cannot express it enough. Now, here's another thing. Females do not catch STDs as quickly as men. At the end of the day, your sexual organs are different. A male's penis is outside, okay? A female's vagina is inside, okay? Half of the time for a female, she wouldn't know that she has an STD, depending upon what kind of STD. She probably won't know anywhere between a month to almost 8 months, sometimes not even a year. Okay, with men, it's a lot shorter because of the fact that your balls are out, your penis is out. Okay, you have internal and external sexual organs. Lifer Crawford says, with technology now, you can show your med records. Exactly. You know what, Crawford? I thank you. And I'm with Kaiser. So anybody who likes to say like, oh, I can never get my STD test papers up. If you have Kaiser and you make an online account and you go through Kaiser's clinic, they will send you that shit immediately. I went on a Friday. I got my test results on a Monday. It was just easy, quick like that. So anybody that says they can't produce the papers, we are in the 21st century, okay? Seriously. And so someone just said, I was in a committed relationship for 5 years with a chick and she caught two STDs. Now I'm gonna ask you guys this question. And you know what? Thank you so much for opening up. So regardless if you guys say, oh, I'm committed to my partner, okay? It doesn't matter. Sometimes things develop. People get sick all the time, okay? Maybe they didn't cheat on you. Maybe they did. Most of the time when people say, you know, my partner has an STD, but I don't, it's not like they woke up one morning and shook somebody's hand. They most likely cheated on you with somebody. Yes, I understand from your standpoint, Mr. PPLS. I understand that. But I'm just saying there are cases where people are just like, oh, I miraculously, well, they don't have it, but I have it. Like, what the fuck? But anyways, like I said, you might think you know your partners, but this is why I always say, Miss, ooh, a sexy stud. Hey, boo. I'm sorry. Periscope doesn't really let me see everybody really, you know, big enough. Sorry about that. So anyways, going on, like I said, the problem with, you know, relationships is that people think, oh, because I'm committed to this person, we never have to get each other checked out. Where's this broadcast? This is in my house, in my lair, in Los Angeles. So anyways, like I said, the test, you should get tested. Everybody should get tested. If you're not getting tested every 2 weeks, because I understand it's a lot of money, get tested about a month, okay? Every month, every 2 months. Seriously. Someone just asked, how long are you asking me until a guy can go raw? And you have to wear what? You have to wear body cams. Seriously. So first of all, for me, I've never really had a committed male partner where I felt comfortable enough to go raw. This is for the first time, and some of you guys may know the person because he's popped up on my feed. And his name is Audio. And so we have a great sexual connection. And it's just now that he's the only guy at the moment I currently have not been using protection with. The first few times we did, and just recently, like I said, the last three times I've had sex with a guy, it's been him without a condom. And that is because I have gotten caught up in the moment. Now, chances are I probably will not be doing that anymore. Yes, I'm on the pill, but I also don't like to not have protection. Been there, done that, and it's not something to joke around with, especially when I just got my period back to normal. That's another thing that women don't really tell their male partners or even their female partners. Well, it's different in the female-female relationship, but a lot of male and females don't talk about, you know, if their partner's using birth control. And as I've openly expressed, I fucked up my hormones. I fucked up my own hormones with my birth control because there was a period where I stopped taking them and then I took them again and then I didn't have a period for a month. And here I was fucking people, luckily with protection, but I was delaying my period. I was stressing my body out, all of that. And no, once you go raw, it's the law. That is a horrible slogan and that should be erased from your mind. But seriously, I understand going raw is awesome, but if you're not a person, men, if you men can't take care of your own shit and you like to bust nuts and chicks, you better be fucking responsible. Be fucking responsible, okay? You seriously just like to randomly bust nuts in random pussy? Like, own up to it. I cannot express it any enough. I'm tired of people saying it's the chick's fault. It's the chick's fault. She told me she was on the pill. How about it's your dick? You're sticking it into unknown territory. So both of y'all are at each other's own faults. I'm serious. Like, cool, you want to hit it and quit it? I'm gonna tell you this straight up. I'm not like any chick that you've probably ever fucked. The guys who are watching and you guys, you know, say you want to fuck me and all this shit and that you want to take me out and shit like that. I'm gonna tell you this straight up. Half of you motherfucking men are all talk. Are all fucking talk. All you do is fucking talk about, oh, you know, I love smashing chicks. You know, get it in, get it out. How about this? I would love to meet a motherfucker who fucks me responsibly, handles his shit. How about this? Once a man starts handling their own shit and owning up to their own shit and showing me proper papers, then fuck. I'll let you bust nuts to me. If you can show me that you are responsible to hit it and quit it and like to bust nuts and chicks, but you don't want to take responsibility, get the fuck out of my way. I want to see papers. You tell me that your dick is clean, I want to see papers. And I'm going to examine your dick. I examine every foreign pussy dick that has ever been in my mouth, on my vagina, on my face, every time. Every time. And I've openly expressed it on shows numerous times. I have always done the pussy check. I have always done the dick check. I don't care if you even tell me the shit is clean. I'm gonna thoroughly examine it. Schmegma is no joke. I'm serious. So guys, just remember, every time that you bust a nut in the chick, I would like you to fucking own up to that shit. Fucking own up to that shit. y'all are funny as hell. Y'all are funny as hell. I respect y'all though. Thank you. People are saying my tongue is clean. My papers, I'll show you mine, show yours. I'd be happy to post up mine. I'll be happy. But seriously, you gotta own up to it. I think the problem is when it comes to the conversation of sex, people aren't having the conversation. Couples aren't having conversations. Couples aren't, you know, they're being too trusting. Face it, with this election, we're too trusting. We're too trusting in our sexual relationships, and that's the problem. Then you got people who don't talk about safe sex methods. You got people who numerously like to talk shit about, I'm not talking about politics, hold on. Then you got people, you got numerous people talking about, oh, we shouldn't tell people, you know, anything about safe sex methods. All we're gonna do is just open up the curiosity. Well, curiosity killed the cat when you start taking down Planned Parenthood and you start seeing high rises in TV shows like Teen Mom, but no one's talking about the safer sex methods. Why is it that in the 90s you were hearing rap music that was talking about safe sex and STDs like no biggie? But seriously, what happened to that? When, like, I understand sex is cool, sex is fucking amazing, we're fucking horn dogs, but let's be honest, like, you really want to go raw deep inside some dirty ass pussy? You really want to suck a dirty ass dick? Last time I checked, like, that's not cute. That shit is not cute. Okay, y'all don't like dirty pussy. I don't like dirty dick. I don't like dirty pussy. I'll tell a female, like, look, boo, let's work on your situation here. Got to work on your situation. Why, thank you, Mr. Lenny. So, you know, like I said, y'all need to just be careful. Just be careful out there. Seriously. And I've heard really dumbass comments from people talking about STDs and they're like, oh, well, you know, I have this thing, like, it's a little red on it, but, you know, oh, it's no biggie. It's a little hair bump. It's just a little pimple. Like, really? Oh, here we go. Someone's just said, I like it sweaty. For the guys that love the chicks who come straight home from the gym, let me tell you a thing about the gym. If you're like me, most females, we probably don't wear underwear underneath the spandex, but we like to sit in the sauna. We sit our asses on the elliptical machines. Oh, some men don't even wear, you know, underwear underneath their, you know, their support pants, their compression shorts. But y'all really love, you know, sweaty coochie from the gym. Unless if it's your own private gym and you clean down that shit all the time, chances are you're catching bacteria. I'm serious. You're catching bacteria. Like, whenever, I remember this guy, I told him, like, oh, I'm coming back from the gym, like, you can come over later. And he's like, well, I just like to eat the cootie cat, like, straight from the gym. No. I like to take a shower. I like to wash off the gym, all that. I mean, I understand, girls in yoga pants. I look at my damn self in my spandex and I'm like, God damn, my shit looks nice. I would fuck me too in it. But at the same time, unless if it's a clean pair, I'm not going to the gym and having you eat my coochie. Like, that's just not sexy. And seeing people, you know, having sex in the gyms, like, seriously, it's a sexual fantasy. It's a sexy fantasy. Unless if it's my own home gym where I know I clean my shit right and I'm not sitting in Billy Bob's ball sweat, I don't want to fucking deal with it. Okay? Okay. Here's another thing. Women of color, we all have hair bumps. Females all have hair bumps. Men have hair bumps. We have hair bumps. Now, I envy you white girls because you can barely tell half of the time when y'all have like little hair bumps. But black women, dark women, like my Indians, my Mexican women, my black women, let's be honest right now. Let's be fucking honest here. We've had those moments where we open up our thighs and we had the dark marks. I'm gonna take a sip because I wanna see some hearts, okay? We've all had those moments where we've had the hair bump darkness. We've all had them. Don't be ashamed. And I gotta say, for every man that has seen it and has never been freaked out, I love you too. But seriously, I was told, I've shared this on the podcast before, I have now sensitive skin down there and I have to have creams. I cannot shave my cootie cat anymore. I went from being a shave girl, now I have to get Brazilian waxes because my body down there is very sensitive. So you gotta be careful. And what the fuck, hi, we're talking about sexual education. Hair bumps are not STDs, by the way. And if you watch any porn, you'll notice it on the black females as well. We all have it. But seriously, men too, you have hair bumps. Just be careful when you're picking in those areas. And if you're gonna have sex, just be careful. Be mindful. Be mindful of your partners. Now, some people ask me all the time, how do you make safe sex sexy with the condom? There's so many different ways. Now, most people are like, oh, you know, you can give your boyfriend some head with the condom in your mouth. They gotta put that shit down. Like, just put it on down. And, you know, you can do that. Just be careful. Don't use your teeth. If you're gonna do it like that, I would say it's probably best that you use flavor condom because let's face it, condoms don't taste good at all. Even the flavored ones don't really taste good. And if you really want to get adventurous with it, you know, put some lube on your mouth, lube up the, like, do a whole, this is where it comes into play. If you are STD free with your test, this is where you can do spit play. Put some lube in your mouth. Get some spit in your mouth and do like a spit lubricant and kind of massage your boyfriend's dick or your man's dick for the night. And then you put the condom in your mouth and you slide that shit down too. Boom, hop off of that dick and you know what I'm talking about. Okay, that's the way that you do it. A little spit, a little bit of lube, massaging in that dick, put the condom in your mouth and... Now, I'd show you guys how to do it, but Periscope is so fucking picky of what the fuck you can do. I swear to God. The moment I put another dick in my mouth to show you guys how to properly put on a condom with, you know, on with your mouth safely, I swear someone's gonna fucking moderate the fuck out of it. So, genital warts, not sexy, but I gotta let you guys know. Again, if it's red, sometimes it might look a little like hair bumpish, but it looks a little like scabby. Just be mindful. Tell your partners. Sometimes men, it's okay to tell us that you got a situation going down there. You wouldn't want dirty pussy. I don't want it. I'm going to keep emphasizing it. I'm going to keep going back and forth. You don't want dirty pussy. I don't want dirty dick. If you have some bumps down there and I see them and you straight up lie to me because that's happened, okay? Let's talk about for a second, Mr. Marcus. People ask all the time, what happened to Mr. Marcus and why was he blackballed in the adult entertainment? Okay, he had a thing called chlamydia. Chlamydia sometimes has no symptoms or can come out with patchy skin. He thought, oh, I was just, you know, a little ashy on my dick, thought it was nothing. And then the entire porn industry has to shut down because you're patient X and there are people getting you know, possible symptoms. This is what happens all the time. We walk around and we don't check our bodies. There's females that don't do the whole mirror test. There's guys that don't do the mirror test. So you got to be mindful and look up on these things. Seriously. Sometimes looking up WebMD can help when you're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. If you got an itch, if you have an itch down there, guys, stop just scratching it. It might be something serious. And if you start, you know, feeling itchy, it might be the fact that you might have pubic lice. And pubic lice is not sexy on the dick. It really isn't. Look up pictures and I swear to God, it will change your fucking life. Actually, look up all the pictures of these nice, yummy STDs and STIs and you will really take more pride in your cock. Seriously. And you know what, T Brown? I think you are right. I think it was syphilis. Let me double check. Because I don't want to be spreading different things. But I do remember when that happened. So, let's see. Yes, it was syphilis. So my question. Thank you, T. Brown, for that. Thank you, Boo Boo. But seriously, guys, you have to be mindful of what you're doing, okay? Guys, girls, communication is key. Communication is key. Now, can I take a break from the STDs and just tell y'all, fucking Vegas was fucking awesome. Fucking awesome on Halloween. I got to see my girl Joanna Angel and the small handsome himself. They got married in Vegas, which was amazing. And we didn't even know we were gonna be in the same town for the weekend. So it was cool to meet up with her and see them get married in the true Vegas fashion and all that. They had a Halloween themed wedding. So everybody came in costume. The Grim Reaper married them. And now I just heard they were in Exotica and they tattooed the Grim Reaper on each other. I absolutely adore them. And if you haven't listened to the podcast, you should definitely check it out on Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes, the Misfits Podcast Network. Joanna and Small Hands, they were on fairly recently, about a month ago. But congratulations to the happy couple. And I really hope that they make a porno inspired by their fucking awesome Vegas weekend. Got to party it up with Miss Asa Akira. Oh, you're so good. So fucking good. So fucking good. Oh, what was an amazing show? We're just getting started. You guys think I was done? I ain't fucking dead. I said, let's take a break. I just wanted to brag about Vegas. You know, had like a penthouse at the second hotel, which was awesome. Did I get laid? Somebody kept asking me, did I get laid in Vegas? I plead to the fifth. I did not get laid, but I plead to the fifth. I did a lot of things, but I did not get laid in Vegas. Did not get laid in Vegas, but I had plenty of flirtatious times. Lots of weed, lots of drinking, lots of making out with people. It was hot. It was fucking hot. And no, I wasn't gonna put it on the Snapchats because sometimes gotta leave some things sacred for the peoples. So I'm gonna take a drink to Vegas because it was awesome. Oh, you were talking, oh, okay, Joanna's show, yes. That was a fun show. Like I said, Sex with Audio has been amazing. I gotta say, like we've been talking about with STDs and STIs, he throws some bomb dick, y'all. This man throws some bomb ass dick. And I did for a second there for the last three times we've had sex. And it's always like, it's not just like we have one session. Like we keep going, which is awesome. Like his dick is just, whew. He comes and then he like gets hard again. It's like porn dick. I can't let this shit go. I can't let his porn dick go. I don't know. Like he reaches spots and just, oh, just thinking about it. Oh my God, I'm fucking horny. I'm fucking horny. I haven't had dick since I've gotten back. No, I take that back. I had his dick. I had his dick when I got back and it was nice. And came a lot. A lot. Like he busted near my vagina and I freaked out. And this is what inspired tonight's show. Like I do remember him busting two nuts and one was a little bit too close to my pussy and I was just like, oh my God. Cause like I'm not used to all the cum. Like my dom, we don't fuck raw. I don't fuck my dom raw, so I know that he has big loads, but lordy, oh my god. Audio, I'm so glad that you're not watching, because like I'm getting flustered over here. Ooh, I'm gonna take this sip though, because oh my god. The only thing is, let me get dirty with y'all for a second. So now that I have, I'm not saying that I have a steady guy that I can have unprotected sex with, but now that we've had unprotected sex, I just want to do dirtier shit to him. Like, I want him to come in my pussy and then I want to push it out into his mouth, like squirt it back into him, like into his mouth. Yeah, I want to do that shit. I got to talk to my girls in porn. I gotta call Chanel. I gotta call Yaz. I gotta talk to Anna. Yeah, I gotta talk to all the girls. I gotta talk to my main girls about this, cause, whoo, Lord. I really, as much as I really don't like male cum, like, does he know that? No, he doesn't know that, but he's gonna find out when he listens. That's one good thing too. The reason why Audio gets a lot of this pussy, and the reason why my dom gets a lot of my pussy, because they actually listen to my show. Like, they actually give a shit. I'll tell you this on the real. You guys might just know what it truly is like to have sex with Sapphire. So they might get on it. One is a brother and the other one is a white guy. Can you guess which one is which? So I'm an equal opportunist. I don't see color when I fuck. I like what I like. I like what I like. Now I just have to throw in, like, Audio is the perfect like boy toy. Now I just got to get the perfect girl toy. And then Audio and I can dominate the fuck out of this chick. But I need like a girl like on the side too. Don't discriminate, penetrate safely. I like that. I added the safely part, but seriously, I really like it. So, we're gonna take a break on the podcast side. I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. All right, sexy motherfuckers, we are back, and it's now time to take a break from all the STD talk to get into the dazed, sexed, and confused news.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
All right, so everybody, this is the Day Sex and Confused News. You know what it is. This is where we talk about some of the dumbest shit that has been reported in the news. Some things that are sexy, some things that just make you say, what the fuck? And then it's just like, are you completely drunk? So, like I said, we all woke up this morning. I went to Trader Joe's this afternoon, and let me just say, I feel like everywhere across America, everybody's just really, like, quiet. It's fucking quiet. It's like, I think everybody's just still in disbelief. Even when I got into the XM studios today at Shade 45 today, I was just like, oh my God, like, did this shit really happen? I haven't even talked to my parents about it, but like, did this shit really happen? However, like we said, weed is legalized in Massachusetts, California, and Nevada. However, there is a plus and there's a minus on the weed legalization. So it is gonna take business out of our local weed men. okay? It's also going to raise the taxes on weed. Like, people talk about, oh shit, you know, street weed is where it's at because it's cheaper. You get a dub for like $15 and it's good, blah, blah, blah. I like the medicinal shit. However, I really, really don't want to pay like $10. Like, y'all, this is called shake. Okay, people on the podcast that you can't see, shake is like flowers or like little residue of weed, basically, if you will. Some people grind it down more, other people leave like little stems. So anyways, you get usually a gram for like $10. Now they're thinking about raising that up. So when you get like a flower, as they call it, they're gonna charge you like an extra, I believe, $9.25. in the state of California. I don't know the taxation, if it's the same in Massachusetts and Nevada. So there are plus and minuses. At least people will not suffer really harsh consequences when it comes to smoking. That doesn't mean that you can just spark up openly in public. People are getting that construed too. Like, you can't just loiter around a building and just smoke weed and just say, hey, it's fucking legal, I can do it. You gotta be 21 to purchase it now. So it's just like alcohol. I believe also what's going on is that perfect example. Give me a second. I have to grab it and I'll taste it and you guys can understand what I mean. So, when you get weed, they usually come in medicinal capsules. So I got this tea. Let me go grab it. I got some tea. Okay, I'm back. So what they want to do also with edibles, this is considered an edible and people can't see, but if you go to House of Jane, I believe it's houseofjane.com, they have tea that you can check out. And as you notice, people on the Periscope can see it has a medicinal capsule to open up the tea. So it's not just like, oh, I get this bottle of tea and I just pop it like a cork. You actually have to push down and medicinally seal it. And it's plastered on here that it says medicinal cannabis. And it says, you know, proper dosage and everything. So they're trying to now regulate the way that edibles are going to do. How does that work for drug tests that work and shit? Now, I can't really comment on that because I'm just not going to, but I know that certain jobs do not test for weed. They test for other substances, but weed is kind of just like over the head. And it also depends upon how much weed. Also, what's going to be regulated is the amount of weed that you carry in your car. You have a job that matters, you smoke. I mean, if you have a job that matters, yeah, true. But I think that now people are starting to realize that weed is kind of just not as bad as drinking. Seriously. You work for the state, I would say don't do it. If you work for the government and you get drug tested, don't just start sparking up and just saying, well, it's legal. The legalities also are not going to be going full in effect until 2018. So you might get popped and you might still have to, you know, pay a heftier fine than you would do in 2018. So really read up on it. There's little, you know, plus and minuses. So yeah, people that work for the government, I tell my friends all the time, they're like, oh, I want to smoke out with you, Sapphire. And I'm like, nah, like, I'm not jeopardizing that. Just like when I'm at my parents' house, my mom's a nurse. She is a registered RN. If I had weed at her house, I could put her license in to... There would be consequences. There could be consequences. So just be also mindful of who you're smoking around to. Just be careful. If you're in the legal seats, please just read up on your information. It never hurts to read up on it. And as I do that, I got a fresh bowl. I want everybody to toke up with me. So let's get into more Dazed, Sexed, and Confused news. There's a new study from the Brits. They're saying that women, British women at least, are more likely to utter the F-bomb than men. So I'm gonna say, fuck yeah. Yeah. being awesome. So they're saying that a larger study of the English language is going to be completed in 2018. But they surveyed at the time 376 people, and they found out that women say fuck about 167 times out of every million words since the early 90s, while men said the word 1,000 times per million words. As of 2014, however, the female use of the word had jumped more than 300% to 546 times per year. So they're saying back in the 90s, women were saying fuck only 167 times. Now this shit is rising up to 500, to almost 600 times. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. See, I love saying fuck. And you know what? I want to say fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. Can I say it again? Fuck everybody that says, you're a lady, you're not allowed to cuss. You know what? Suck my fucking left tit and my clit at the same time and choke on your own dick, because I'm allowed to fucking say whatever the fuck I want to say. And honestly, it's funny because I do work around children, and yet I have the dirtiest mouth. I don't know how I do it. Don't know how I pull it off sometimes. Kind of funny. So if you guys like zombies, I think you're gonna like this. So the Argonne National Library did a simulation. And so they said, what if the zombie apocalypse came to Chicago? How long would it take for the entire city to go underneath? Okay, so they're saying that if a real world disease, natural disaster, like MRSA or Ebola would take over, they said it would take less than 2 months for zombies to take over the Windy City. So they did a whole simulator. And so basically the Lighthearted Study followed the spread of the zombie virus and tested interventions that could save humanity, according to a press release. Excuse me. And of course there's the sirens because the zombies are fucking coming. So the Argonne National Library and the University of Chicago took the study together. They said that the worst case scenario found little resistance against the zombies, although strategies such as training people to kill the walking dead and communications from city officials on how to avoid the zombies would provide better outcomes. I swear, people look at me crazy when they ask me, what do you love about zombie films? Like, why are you fucking obsessed with zombies? If you look at any zombie film since the beginning of the zombie phenomenon, I'm talking about George Romero, Black and White, Night of the Living Dead, the original. Zombie films always have had this social commentary that goes hand in hand with the politics that are going on. Night of the Living Dead was made, I believe, in 1968, and it was made after the assassination of Dr. King. Now, at the end of the film, spoiler alert, the black guy is the lone survivor until the cops show up and shoot him in the head. Now, at the time, this was a powerful piece because for the first time in a black and white film, you know, you really didn't see blacks and whites on screen together, working together, communicating together. You really did not see that. And then on top of that, you really didn't see black men or even black women outliving their white counterparts on screen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of social commentary in horror films. I mean, if you want more history, go back to the Halloween podcast that I did with Kelsey Obsession, and where we talk about the sex in the media and the Halloween and turning ons and turn offs. But seriously, the great thing about the zombie films is that every time a zombie film comes out, you can really socially pick different things that are going on in society or at the time, you know, historical facts that are going on at the time, and they pinpoint what's going on. Walking Dead is the perfect social commentary for what's going on in society right now. You got the walkers, you got the living dead, then you have, you know, these groups where it's, you know, killed or be killed, and you have, you know, survival of the fittest. You have, I think it's Z Nation. I never watched the show, but I've read things about it. Same thing. All of these zombie apocalypse you know, movies and TV shows and books, they all have different societies within this one, you know, apocalyptic America or apocalyptic world. Seriously. So really pay attention. But it's amazing. They said it would take 60 days for the city of Chicago. I want them to do an entire test in all major cities. It would be kind of interesting. Like, would LA be prepared as they weren't in Fear of the Walking Dead? Would LA be resourceful in the zombie apocalypse? What would happen with Florida? Florida has a lot of wetlands. It has a lot of swamps. And let's be honest, we've seen, some people have seen Land of the Dead, and these motherfuckers, they swam. So not to go off on a tangent of zombies, I think this article was pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking cool. Now, if only we can get some proper zombie porn like Burning Angel did with Walking Dead, I'd be good. Let's have some more zombie porn. More gorn for you. But anyways, before we wrap up, I really want to express, go to PlannedParenthood.com or .org and really do your research on STDs. If you have to question what is on your body, just please share it with your doctor before you share it with your partner. And I'm talking about in both ways. Like, share it with your partner and say, yo, baby, I have a bump. Don't say it after the fact. And men and women, stop fucking around. If you don't want a fucking baby, don't say, I'm gonna put a baby inside of you, and then you bust a nut saying you just have my baby. And then the next day, of course, the girl's gonna say, like, oh my God, I'm pregnant with your baby. Ladies, let's calm down. Give it about a couple days. If your period doesn't come in like at least 3 to 4 days, then let's start to do the dial. Okay? But let's also back it up even more. You wouldn't be in this situation if both parties started carrying condoms. Okay? It doesn't make a woman a slut. It doesn't make you a fucking prude, you guys, for carrying a condom. I rather have a man say that, yes, I have a condom, rather than me saying, oh my God, I ran out of condoms. Just saying. But always be strapped up. And if you're allergic to latex, there's alternatives. Okay? And not every man needs to wear fucking magnums. If the condom is too tight, chances are you might need to go a little bigger. I'm not saying it has to be super, super tight, but you know the difference. If it feels like a paper baggie's around your dick and it's not sealing anything, step it down. Trojans, I really don't like to use unless if I'm in a pinch. I only say that because they don't test it properly. Durex is good. I don't really like them, but kimonos are good. They're thin. They're good. Oh God, there's so many. So many. But seriously, Condomania is a great resource. Check them out. Go to your local sex stores. Go to your local Planned Parenthoods. Go while you can, because you have only until January 19th. Research that. You only have until January 19th to really research thoroughly. So remember, everybody, safe sex is the best hot sex. Don't forget, Thursday nights, every other week, if you follow LNT Radio, that's L-N for night, T for tea, sipping tea, Yasmin De Leon and I, we host a podcast right here on Periscope. If you follow under LNT Radio on Twitter and on Instagram and, of course, on Periscope, you guys can watch us. We're going to be doing our show at 9:30 tomorrow night. So that's 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12:30. I'm sorry, guys, for the East Coasters, but we really would love to have you guys. And don't forget, on Periscope, that's all the only place that you can watch LNT Radio. But on Sapphire's Earplay, make sure you check it out at themisfitspodcastnetwork.com. The Misfits Podcast Network, just look it up. iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and wherever else you get your downloaded podcast from. All right, much love, everybody. And remember, safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week, good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.